Talia, Reese, and Julia do it so well. Shows and tell.
Wait, I'm not.
Let's go, boy.
Okay. Ba-dum-da-dum, ba-ba-ba-ba-dum. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh,
just
wow. Oh,
like
God.
The ones I used to know.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-dum.
May your days be merry and bright.
Oh my
and
gosh.
May all of your holiday extraordinaires.
Oh.
Right. Welcome to Shows and Tell, baby.
Everyone, welcome to the Shows and Tell Holiday Extraordinaire. That's what we're calling it, right?
Yeah, no, the Holiday Extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The Shows and Tell Holiday Special.
Extraordinaire extravaganza.
Okay. The Shows and Tell Holiday Special Extraordinaire Extravaganza.
Yes. Yes.
Are extraordinaire and extravaganza synonyms? Like, they're kind of one and the same.
I think we can repeat for emphasis.
Well, maybe we should space out extraordinaire and extravaganza. So, like, the Shows and Tell Holiday Extravaganza Special Extraordinaire.
I just don't think that flows.
No, the Shows and Tell Holiday Extraordinaire Special Extravaganza. That sounds good.
Deluxe.
What? It's not a Big Mac. It's not a
deluxe.
I'm just trying to think of other ways to make it sound special.
Oh, it's so special already.
The S&T HEHS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call it, three Jews celebrating Christmas.
Yeah,
wait,
no, okay.
Whoever said we were celebrating Christmas, holiday season, baby. It is come one, come all are included, America.
Yeah, no, I don't know about you, but my holiday special is not about Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa.
No.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it's like the feeling.
I love Christmas.
Oh, no. Mine's about Festivus.
Oh, okay. We'll get into that.
Do you want to elaborate?
No. We'll get into that after. How's everyone's December starting out?
I'm going to be honest, guys. I'm a few glasses of wine deep after a work dinner.
Oh, shit.
Scandalous.
And so sweet. I was at work today, and one of my coworkers was like, Talia, like, I saw you put out Squid Game the other day. And I was like, oh, my God, you're a fan of the pod? She was like, yes, of course.
We've been getting some good Squid Game feedback. So
I know. We got great Squid Game feedback, which is making me think that we should be doing, like, more timely – relevant shows, because I do know that we do a lot of like cult classic throwbacks.
Yeah, but yeah. I do like the of staying with stuff when it's relevant, stuff still coming out. Yeah, but that's nice.
I've never seen Talia like this.
Yeah,
she really gets down to business when she's
drunk. Oh my God, Talia, stop jumping on the bed. What? This is nuts. You guys can't see this.
No,
but
they're making fun of me because earlier I couldn't get my mic to work, and like when I in a work setting or just kind of in general, when I'm trying to get something done, I get really serious and I don't like when people mess with me. And like, I was trying to make my mic work and Reese was like singing. And I was like, maybe let's actually not do that because I hate when people mess with
rehearsing.
Me when I'm trying to be serious.
I was rehearsing. If you guys just listened to the intro, I think you'd understand why. I gave some solid advice to Talia. I told her to leave it in rice overnight. She was not willing.
I was like, I can't get my mic to work. He's like, just leave it in rice.
Classic.
I really think this attitude that I'm having is such a clear reason why I chose the episode I chose for today. why I will explain my whole thing with the holidays, but should we? Well, how are you guys? Sorry, I'm being so like all about me.
I am great. I actually just went to a Core Power Yoga Skull class. Talia and I
went
to one earlier this week, and I was like, okay, that one, I was like, okay, it's fine. The one today, I thought I was going to die.
No, Monday was disgustingly hard.
No, today was so hard. If you want to be like whipped into shape.
I want to come.
Reese Poo, you should come with
us. Yeah, you should come. I would love to see you Reese in some downward dog and
chair pose. Wait, what? I'm not even kidding. Give me a time.
Okay, great.
Okay, we'll let you know. Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
I was going to say, Monday is the one night I know I'm good.
Good.
Okay, let's do yoga school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Ugh, but if he's better than us, I'll be upset.
He better show up in those, like, in, like, a sweat, like, a like you know those, like, sweatbands?
I want to see you in Rocky Horror gold little shorts.
Oh, I'm going to be wearing some short shorts. There's going to be a lot of thigh.
Should we kind of say what we're doing right now? Because I feel like no one really knows what we're doing.
Yeah, we should talk about, like, the structure of this episode.
Does anybody want to explain, or?
You can take it away, too. It's your idea.
Oh, this is shocking that I'm taking it away. We are doing a little holiday app for you guys. Actually, we discussed it on the last podcast, and then we formally talked about we were going to do it. But we did. The listeners have heard. Also, remind me at the end, because I had a brainstorm about the name of our listeners. I do think we should name them, but we'll talk about it at the end.
Okay.
It's basically the three of us. Each picked a holiday episode of a show that we have not done, and correct me if I'm wrong, probably will not do, right? So
yeah, well, if people really like it, maybe they can let us know if they want
to. No one will like it. No one will like anything we have to say. Just kidding.
Well, we never know. Okay,
I'm totally kidding. I'm just, you know,
I have some confidence in my episode.
Bantering with myself. Anyways, so the three of us are each gonna take,
like, I can't take Reese seriously.
I'm totally ignoring him because he's trying to make me break.
I'm not trying to do anything.
I see you trying to make me break.
I'm over here answering work emails.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What work emails are you answering, King? Tell me that.
Do you actually want to know?
No.
Okay.
So the three of us are each going to be talking about a holiday episode in a television show. We're going to take a bit of time. And I think it's very interesting because before the ep, I was like, guys, just so you know, here's what I have planned, blank, blank, blank. And Reese is like, oh, that's funny. I have nothing planned. And then we were all like, let's just roll with it. So I actually won't go first. Screw you guys. I'm going to choose
fun.
Julia to go first.
Oh, I like going first, you know? It makes me feel important.
Okay, you are important.
Okay, I know. All right, so let's just do it. Let's jump right in. Yes? Reese, you sound like you're about to say something.
I was going to say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Do you guys want to hear an interesting fact about Reese that we recently bonded on? Both Reese and I are huge fans of the City Girls.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
It's a musical artist group.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Real ass. Give a about it. So I can't do the clean version of their songs.
We can't sing their song. but they're great.
I was going to say, it'd be real blank blank give a blank 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 blank. Twerculator. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, nice. So fun little fact for our listeners.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm their target demographic, but I love them.
I would love to take you to a City Girls concert, Reese.
Me too. We should have them on the pod.
Let's do it. Okay.
That's our first guest.
If you're listening, hit us up.
Oh, they definitely are. Everyone listens.
Oh, I know. Reese, you sound like you're like a child that's like begging for money on the street.
That's terrible, dude.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you've seen the movies, like, they have, like, a little, like...
Please, sir, can I have some more?
All right. All right, Juge, get into your episode.
Okay, I am doing the show that had me in a chokehold for all of my childhood. Full House.
Yes, she is.
I want to know, have you guys seen the show? Because that is going to really make a difference in how I go about this.
I literally cannot think of one episode that I have. I mean, I've seen it. I was a big teen Nick girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys can relate to that, being teen Nick girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I was one. And I think they played it on Teen Nick at like the wee hours of the night. So probably if I was ever like sick and I would be up until 2 a.m., I would be listening. I'm such a podcaster, watching Full House. but I don't really have any recollection of watching a full ep.
So I was going to say Full House is something that I could recall a bunch of things, but there is not a single episode from start to finish I can actually tell you. But I'm familiar with it. And like, it was something like I'd watch George Lopez, The Nanny. Yes, and if I really was feeling risky and rounded third base, you know, try to steal home
and three in the morning.
Exactly. That's when I would go to Full House. But I enjoy
you'd be like in a cold sweat.
Exactly. I'm always in a cold sweat. Yeah. But
you look like it too.
Yeah. Hey, that's not nice.
I made a bet with myself that if I said that, Reese would say, "Hey, that's not nice," and then he did it. So I
that's
went.
Also not nice. What are you? Well, I'm familiar with the show.
Okay. I also before the podcast told Reese not to mess with me, and I'm messing with him. So
yeah, no, this is completely unfair.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, Julia. It's your time. I told you to go.
I love it. Okay. Go. Okay. So I'm glad you guys have seen it, but here's the thing about Full House. One, I was obsessed with it as a child. I had all the episodes on DVD. I think I could tell you every episode and what happened in it, and I've seen it probably 20 times. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. But I think what makes Full House good isn't, like, the plot of the episodes. It's the characters, and it's such a strong, like, ensemble cast, and the show's, like, 8 seasons. So basically, the plot of the show is there's 3 kids, Michelle, DJ, and Stephanie, and they have this dad, Danny Tanner, who's played by Bob Saget, and the mom dies. And so Danny Tanner's best friend, Joey, and his cousin, or like the kid's uncle, John Stamos's character, Uncle Jesse, move in. So it's like these 3 guys raising these three little girls. And all the characters are great. Like, they're so funny. It's just, like, such a, like, heartwarming sitcom. I don't know what it is, but, like, you just fall in love with the characters. The kids grow up. So in the first season, DJ, who's the oldest daughter, is, like, 10 years old. And by the end, she's 18. And Michelle, who's played by Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, is a baby in the first season. And then she's, like, a real, like, 10-year-old child by the end. It's just very heartwarming. I don't know. Like, I truly don't know why I love it so much. But it's just so good. So I picked the Christmas. They have several Christmas episodes, but I picked season 6, A Very Tanner Christmas. And a lot of people say that this is actually one of the best episodes of Full House ever, just because there's so much that goes on. So in this episode, I'll give a very quick, brief overview of the plot. Because what I really want to focus on is, like, the actors of Full House. Basically, DJ, who's the oldest daughter, and her boyfriend Steve, who's so hot. They were dating, like, for a few seasons.
He's so hot. How old is he in the show? I'm just curious.
How old was he? We're going to look up this episode.
Like, 15?
First of all, he's probably older. He was at least...
No, 18. I know what you mean by hot. You were a child. You were watching it. He was hot. But, like, I just want to know.
Yes. I was literally, like, 10 years old watching this. Of course.
I'm not letting it slide that easy.
He's not cute now, also.
Oh my god, he was 8.
Okay, did you find it, Reese?
I stopped looking. I was happy with my joke.
It was good, you know? It was a great joke.
It was pretty good.
No, it was pretty good.
Wait, Talia, can you edit in right... after I tell the joke, laugh, like canned laughter.
Sure. Okay, that's the thing about Full House. There's a lot of canned laughter in the show.
Wait, Talia, can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so listeners, you will have already heard the canned laughter added in post.
In post?
One more time.
Okay. Can we just add in the canned laughter after everything I say, because I'm really funny? Because I think that...
Well, because that kind of fits the Full House theme. Like, here it is again.
Yeah.
If I was doing posts, it would just be like, boink.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Thank you. Every single time. And then, like, I would start talking, and it'd go, boo. And I'd be like, guys, stop. Come on.
It would be...
like it'd be a cartoon.
Juju, tell us about this Christmas plot.
Okay. Christmas okay, so plot. DJ and Steve almost break up because so Steve's whole character is that he's really stupid and DJ's really smart. So they almost break up because he got into like a college in Florida and so he's going away. Becky and Becky, who's played by Lori Loughlin, who's
famous criminal.
Yeah, famous criminal. She actually, you know what? She looks so much like Olivia Jade like back then. And yeah. I never thought that they looked alike, but they really look alike. Also, I think Olivia Jade's funny. But okay, so they almost break up. Becky is like really sad because they live in San Francisco and like there's no snow on Christmas. And then Michelle and Stephanie, who are like the two youngest daughters, get like very greedy with like Christmas. They just care about the gifts. So basically every episode of Full House has like a heartwarming like lesson that like the kids learn at the end. So in this one, Uncle Jesse takes the girls to feed the homeless. And then at the very end, so then there's this Christmas party that happens and DJ and her boyfriend Steve break up and Kimmy Gibbler, who's the best character in the entire show, she's DJ's best friend, which I wish she needed to be in this episode more. She comes over and she's like brings all these guys and she's like, DJ, like you have to talk to all these new guys. Like you just broke up with Steve 3 hours ago. It's been so long. And DJ starts talking to all these different guys and like she just starts talking to all of them about Steve. All of a sudden, Uncle Jesse is like, oh my God, like, look, there's snow outside. And he, like, somehow managed to get snow in the backyard. And then Steve was actually dressed as Santa the whole time. And, like, DJ's like, oh my God, I want you back, Steve. And Steve's like, yeah, I was here the whole time. I was, like, dressed as Santa. And they get back together. And it's just really – and then Uncle Jesse is like, oh my God, you guys, like, learned the real meaning of Christmas. Like, you guys, like, gave back to the homeless. So, basically basically that's every episode of Full House and I just love it. Like I don't know what it is, it's just really entertaining. Like the jokes are funny, the kids are really cute, it's just a wholesome time and it's just a good sitcom. It's just so like 90s watching it now. Like when I was a kid I feel like I didn't think it seemed old-fashioned at all, but it came out like a little bit before our time. Like I think it premiered in like the early 90s.
Yeah,
I just think it's great. And I think that like it is very cheesy, but not in the same way that, like, sitcoms are now. So, highly recommend. But what I really want to get into, and this is, like, the last thing I'll say, is, like, the cultural effect this show has had on, like, pop culture and just, like, the actors that were in it is insane. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know why the show was such a big success. Like, maybe...
It was probably right place, right time.
You know?
That's true. It was just really wholesome, and I think that, like...
Are you talking about, like, Lori Loughlin, John Stamos? Yeah. Like, that's so, what you mean? Yeah.
So, yeah. So, first of all, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Olsen twins.
Okay, yeah. Olsen twins. That was their debut, obviously, into the acting world. They became a huge thing after Full House. Now they're obviously not as into acting. Like, they do, like, The Road, like, their fashion stuff, whatever. But they're by far the most famous people, I think, to come out of that.
I think John Stamos is just as famous as the Olsen twins. Do you guys?
I would argue, though, that John Stamos, like, Full House, which, like, we associate with John Stamos, was probably the worst thing for him, because he was, like, already established and was, like, a Hollywood sex symbol and then became a family man, and that kind of...
I didn't know that he was already established.
No, but in the show, his whole character is that he's this, like, sexy...
I mean, yes, but, like, it's like playing, you know, the sexy character in a G-rated comedy. So it's like, and it's like, how are you supposed to do these roles, you know, like film TV roles where you're actually like a mature audience. And then.
Yeah. But I think so many people, like I know him from Full House. I wouldn't know him from anything else.
Yeah. But
so
I
think that's why he's so famous.
But yeah. But then again, it was like, if he had done another thing beforehand, like it's easier for him to break away. But this was the thing that it's like Tom Hanks, if he just kept doing like comedies in the 80s as opposed to like becoming a serious actor in the 90s.
Yeah, that's true. I guess like I don't know, for some reason I feel like the show was so long ago but all these actors are still so associated with it.
Yeah,
even if they've done bigger things. Like Bob Saget's so famous, but like I think by far like the thing he's most associated with is Full House. And it's funny because his humor is like so dirty.
I was gonna say he made a solid transition post like Full House where he became like personality.
But I think that's what makes it more funny.
You guys know that like panel of wood at Tulane by the booth, which was a bar.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And there's a little like hole, like a circular hole in the wood, and it says Bob Saget, but the circular hole in the wood is the O in Bob.
Wait,
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's outside of the booth.
I knew you would. Yep.
No clue.
Reese, can you imagine what I'm saying though?
Yes.
It's like where you're waiting in line for the booth.
So it's like B hole B Saget.
Which?
Isn't that funny?
Where is there wood?
There's a door next to, like, the next pizza. To the pizza.
Oh.
Oh.
I know what you're referring to. I can't picture it, but.
We'll put a photo on our Instagram story.
Do you have one? I'm sure we could find one.
I will easily find one.
Also, if there's anyone.
It's been there for years.
Yeah, we could just hire someone in New Orleans to grab a photo.
Yeah, we'll totally hire someone.
Hire, as in, like, just text someone that still lives there.
Oh, side note, Reese, do you know how to mount TVs? I have to put my TV on the wall.
Yeah, do you, once again, yes, but do you have the tools for it?
I have the mounting kit.
I do. I have a pink tool kit, like a lady.
As long as you have, like, a drill. Like,
I don't know if I have a drill, but I can get one.
All right. We'll do this.
So, okay, back to the characters. So Jodie Sweetin, who played Stephanie, has actually, like, a very crazy story, because after Full House, she became, like, a full-blown drug addict. Like, I think to heroin.
Sheesh.
And she, like, wrote, but she's, like, fine now, I think. And she, like, also, I'm going off of memory. I didn't do any research for this episode. So take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. But I'm pretty sure she, like,
I mean, there's a big disclaimer, but the podcast, take everything we say with a grain of salt.
I was going to say.
None of her research is, like.
You saying an actress is a heroin addict is grounds for slander. In a court of law. you can't just write it off.
Wait, really?
Actually, we're not making any money off of this podcast, so she can't sue us for shit.
We have $8.5 in the bank. What are you guys talking about? We've made $8.5.
Okay, not this episode.
No, not yet.
Okay, if Jodie Sweetin wants to sue us for $8, she can have it.
Totally.
Why would you promise? You can't have a third of mine, so you're going to have to take us to court.
But I think she's fine now. And then Candace Cameron Bure, who played, I pronounced that weird, but she played DJ, who I love the character DJ. I think she's underrated. She's like, she's acting in like all these like Hallmark Christmas movies now, which is weird. People were like giving her shit because on like TikTok, she said that she's a conservative.
Oh my God. Wait, that's her?
Yeah. And she has a daughter, Natasha Bure.
I saw everyone shitting on a Hallmark actress.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow, yeah, that's DJ. So it's kind of crazy that she's a Hallmark. Like, I feel like she kind of went downhill. Like, she could have done more, but. And then, obviously, the Aunt Becky college scandal. And I think the fact that people were calling it the Aunt Becky
the college, Aunt Becky scandal, college scandal,
that shit was nuts. I mean, we all know about it. I don't need to explain what it is, but.
Yeah, that was.
She paid for her daughters to get into USC.
Is that a movie? Yeah, like, is that in the works?
It's really a documentary.
No, but, like, is there, like, a feature film?
I don't think they would make it one this quickly.
I don't know. It's probably something in the works.
Yeah, I don't think it's a full feature film yet, but it should be. So, Olivia Jade, her daughter, was just on Dancing with the Stars.
How'd she do?
She didn't win. Well, I think she got, like, fourth or fifth.
But she did well, though.
Wasn't JoJo Siwa on?
Yeah.
How'd she do?
Runner-up.
I think she got second place.
And she was with a girl.
Nice.
People loved her on it. Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
She's like, she's killing it right now.
We've already talked that we're JoJo Siwa.
Yeah. This is
Dance Moms.
This is a very pro JoJo Siwa podcast.
And you said that exact sentence.
That's
exactly what you said.
Yeah. That checks out.
Okay. So that's really all I have to say. All the actors are great. Kimmy Gibbler. She deserves more, and the actress that plays her.
Queen.
It was just a wholesome holiday episode. I highly recommend it for anyone. You can watch it for free on YouTube. And I highly recommend Full House, anyone that hasn't seen it. I was gonna do a mini character comparison that was just me. So
do it.
This is what I think that we are. I think I'm DJ because she's a queen, she's dating Steve, she's smart, she's the oldest daughter. But she's not, like, the main character, you know?
I think I'm such DJ vibes.
I was going to say you're Michelle. I think you're Michelle.
Or I think Stephanie. I'm more DJ and you're more Michelle.
Maybe, but I really associate with being the oldest child. So
okay,
maybe.
What's Reese?
But I think Reese is a mix between Danny Tanner and Joey.
Which one is Danny Tanner? Is Danny Tanner Bob Saget?
Yes.
I dress like him.
Yeah. First of all, you do dress like him. Second of all, his whole character is that he's like really like anal. Like he is super into like cleaning. Not that you're into cleaning like that, but like he's like really like anxious and like
particular.
Not that, like, particular. I always give you the anxious character. He's like really particular and like he's just like very type A. But Joey is like the funny. He's a comedian, so I'll give you that. Like you're kind of funny sometimes. So.
Thanks.
I'll give you a mix of Uncle Joey and Danny Tanner.
Nice.
I agree.
Oh, I could.
And or maybe you're Kimmy. I don't know.
No, don't give me Kimmy.
No, I think maybe I'm Kimmy.
Yeah.
You're DJ. Wait, holy I'm fuck. Kimmy and you're a DJ and we're best friends.
Aww.
Wait, that's so cute of us. Okay, that's all I had to say. If the listeners disagree, you can DM us.
Yeah. Cool. Really cool.
Okay, who wants to go next? Do you guys think you will watch this episode? That's my question.
No.
I don't know.
How many candy canes out of five?
That's a good 3. 3 out of 5 candy canes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's yeah, I'll go with
and
that.
And 3 out of 5 pieces of chocolate gelt, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Okay, I think candy canes aren't like specific to Christmas.
Oh, no, you don't?
I'll light 4 candles on my menorah for you.
Nice.
Oh, that's only a 50% or less, depending if you count the like 9th one.
I don't know.
The age-old debate.
Okay, who's next?
Talia, do you want to go or me?
I kind of want you to because I'm still deciding how I want to do. So you okay. Go.
So the episode I chose was from Seinfeld's final season, and basically it's just. Have you ever heard of Festivus? You two.
Yes. Yes.
So Festivus is the made-up holiday from Seinfeld.
I know it's from Seinfeld.
Exactly. So it's like it's a very big thing in Seinfeld lore, and it's like transcended past the show. But basically, the episode I chose was season 9, episode 10 of Seinfeld called "The Strike," and it is like the holiday episode of the final season of Seinfeld. I don't really like Seinfeld after Larry David left. You could definitely tell it goes downhill after his departure, which I think was like season 7 or something like that. So it's not, but it is a good episode in an otherwise season. But I enjoy this episode a great deal because of Festivus, which is a made-up holiday that George's father made. Festivus for the rest of us is what he says. It doesn't involve a tree or a menorah. It involves a metal.
Wait, is it because they're Jewish?
No, it's I don't even know why they celebrate it. And it's like a holiday that George, the character's dad, made up. And basically, like, the celebration is, like, instead of a tree or menorah, it's a 9-foot metal pole. Right. It's not decorated. Obviously. It's not decorated. It's just standing there. And you eat a lot of meat. And the basic idea of Festivus is that you gather for dinner on any day, but it's usually celebrated December 23rd. And my favorite thing is Festivus starts by airing out your grievances.
I love that.
I'm not kidding. That
You're
is
such
like,
a little phony.
I'm not
is that
kidding.
Where you got that?
No, that's literally where it's from. Is like grievances is
airing. I love how he's just telling us this.
Yeah, the airing of grievances is from the Festivus.
We
episode.
Thought you were so original, Reese.
Mm. Oh no, but the airing of grievances is not. It's with the grievances of the people at the dinner table. Okay. So whoever's celebrating Festivus with you, you air out grievances against them. And then Festivus is over when you can best George's dad in a feat of strength, which is usually just wrestling. The episode's really funny. There's a bunch of like weird storylines. Like Elaine like gives guys fake numbers, but she accidentally.
I have a fun fact.
Okay.
Elaine.
Okay.
Elaine went to my high school. The actress.
Classic.
Thanks for that.
I feel like she told us that during.
I'm pretty sure she told us that during Curb too. And I'm pretty sure. All right.
And it was just like that too. Reese was speaking, and Julia goes, "I have a fun fact."
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, no, that was all I had. I'm kidding. But yeah, basically the episode is Elaine gives fake numbers to guys she doesn't like. Eventually, she accidentally gives a guy something that she needs back, so she has to go to the place of the fake number that she has, and then like someone there hits on her who is supposed to give her the number, so she has to give him a fake number, and it just goes down a spiral. And then Kramer, after 9 seasons of never having a job, reveals that the bagel shop he worked at 12 years ago just ended their strike. So he goes back to work for them. And he's like, "Where is everyone?" There, he's, and the shop owner's like, "Yeah, they got jobs like a decade ago." But yeah, it's a fun episode, and it's like, it's Christmas themed. Like, you know, there's decorations everywhere, but it's not about Christmas or Hanukkah. And Festivus is a fun way to like not highlight one specific holiday, which I feel like shows do too often, where it'll be a Christmas episode, yeah, and then they throw in a Hanukkah joke for good measure, just to like,
yeah,
you know, quell Jewish audiences and everything like that. But it's very fun. So yeah, I enjoy that episode a great deal. And then I kind of just wanted to talk about holiday episodes in general. So like Seinfeld, I think, does it great, where it's like, it doesn't mess with the story and like what's going on, but mm-hmm, it's an overall vibe where it's like, we've already done the show Friends, obviously. And I feel like they have a very good holiday episode where it's like Chandler dresses up as Santa and
yeah,
Ross,
and their Thanksgiving episodes are unmatched.
Yeah. And it's like those, I feel like, really get it right, where they're not like these like insane tangents, but like they integrate perfectly into the season, which is what Festivus is for Seinfeld. And also I do think that shows and movies, but shows in Tell. General should lean more. What did you say?
You said shows and then you paused for a while.
Oh,
so I said,
okay.
Tell.
Gotcha. That was pretty good. I wish I heard that.
Thanks.
You know, cut in laughter if you can, right here for that joke.
Amazing.
That was great. Yeah. Audience is live today. Jeez.
I don't know if I can do that. Like, I'm just assuming I'll be. I think I can. I think I can.
I think you can. I think
you Garage can. Band. But like,
yeah, it's fine. Go. But yeah, and I do think shows need to lean more into holidays and to seasons, because I think what's really great is when you can associate something with a specific, like when you could associate a show and an episode with a specific time, where it's like, there's like Halloween episodes, and I love watching those around Halloween, and it gets me back on the show. It's the same thing with TV, and I feel like too often TV shows try to become a homogenous time where it's like you never really know what season it is or anything like that.
Yeah,
everyone's always just wearing pants and shirts, and you never know. And it's like, I like when I could associate it with something, and I can right now what we're doing right now, which is like look at specific episodes that relate to a specific time.
I wonder if somebody from the West Coast would feel like that, because we're so season oriented. Yeah. And I wonder if somebody from the West Coast would have those same thought patterns, because like they don't see time as seasons the way we do.
That's true. But yeah, it depends. I also think it depends on the show, where it's like a show in California, like with Full House in San Francisco, they talk about not having snow, which is like, they address the seasons. And it's like, I don't know. I think it's very nice. And it's like, regardless of where you live, if you live in Florida, you associate.
No, but I mean people from viewers.
Yeah, no, but I think viewers and everything associate Christmas with snow and associate, you know, Halloween.
Well, not people from LA.
I
They have like Christmas decorations, but it's not cold.
No, but, he's right.
But you're saying, but you know what I mean, where it's
they associate it with it.
They're like, yeah. Oh man, it's not snowing for Christmas, and it's like they're thinking of that because they associate snow with Christmas, and it's like with Halloween, you assume there's gonna be like orange leaves on trees, even if the trees don't change color. But yeah, I like when shows have seasons, like not no pun intended, like actual different fall, spring, summer, winter. And I think holiday times are a good time. What's that? No pun was intended with shows should have seasons. But yeah, no, I think a show like Seinfeld, which does a Festivus, is a great way to have fun and go a little bit out of the box without, you know, breaking the system or just not addressing the fact that it's winter in the show's time period.
I like that. Cool. I will say, though, I hate watching, like, holiday episodes when it's not the holidays.
I don't know. I think it's kind of fun. And, like, no, that's, but that's the other thing where it's, like, when it's well integrated, it's, like, you could watch a season of a show and the Christmas episode pops up and it's, like, that's perfect. You know, like, you just
That's why I think this Full House one was good, because it talked about things that weren't really related to Christmas.
But, yes, but it's Christmas. It has the feeling of Christmas where it's, like, Die Hard is not about Santa Claus or about giving, but it's all Christmas themed. It takes place at a Christmas party and there's Santa hats and, you know, everyone's always talking about the Christmas party and going home for the holidays. And I like that.
You know
that.
What I like? Like in Mean Girls, it takes you through like the whole year.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And you could argue that it's, you could argue Mean Girls is a Halloween movie. You can argue Mean Girls is a Christmas movie. You could argue it's a homecoming movie. Like,
you can watch it any time of year. Maybe I cracked the code to why Mean Girls is so good.
Yes, at any time of year, like October 3rd. They've really just like, they cast a wide freaking net and it stuck.
They really did the like first day of school, like end of the year prom.
And the last thing I wanted to discuss before passing the ball to T is, do you, like, as, since we're all Jewish, do you care that, like, with Seinfeld, I love it because it's Festivus and they joke about, you know, Hanukkah, Christmas, and it's, like, it's not centered on one holiday. But do you ever feel as though, like, are you ever upset that it's usually Christmas episodes and not Hanukkah? Does it not make a difference to you? Do you wish there were more Hanukkah things? Or, I just wanted to get your thoughts.
So, okay, I could probably talk about this forever. Like, and then this, I guess this is also will tie into like my thing about my episode and everything. I just grew up, like, I went to Jewish day school, and I'm not as religious now as like my family was growing up, but we were not like, you know, some Jews like really love Christmas. Like, that's just not us. So I just could never appreciate, when I was growing up, I was never encouraged to appreciate aspects of Christmas. So, like, we didn't watch Christmas movies. We didn't, like, I don't know anything about Christmas. Like, Christmas is on my half birthday. So we would just, like, oh, be like, oh, happy half birthday, Tali. And, like, eat Chinese food and watch a movie, seriously.
Yeah.
So I definitely am not, like, in love with Christmas, like, episodes. But I don't think, I didn't ever expect them to do a Hanukkah version. And I also think that when they have done Hanukkah versions, like, I've seen a lot of discourse on the like Jewish media sphere about like department stores putting out like little tchotchkes of like Hanukkah things that are really just Christmas things with like gold and blue decorations. Yeah. And I think that anything with Hanukkah in television sometimes does a very similar thing. Like, they kind of just make it about Christmas, but then they'll just flip it. It's like they replaced in the script the word like Christmas with Hanukkah. So,
or Hanukkah is positioned against Christmas, where it's like, why isn't there any Hanukkah?
Which is not what it is.
No, and it has,
if you want to delve into the holidays, they have nothing to do with each other. Spoiler alert, only American Jews get gifts on Hanukkah.
Exactly.
Jews all around the world do not get gifts. It's just a Christmas thing. It's like in correlation to Christmas because it's at the same time period.
We should have just did the Rugrats Hanukkah episode.
Yeah.
I have a strong opinion.
I mean, that's what I've been thinking about this whole time. Obviously Rugrats does a good little holiday special. But I don't, so that's, I don't know if that answered, if I just kind of like rambled, but.
No. I picked up what you were putting down in there.
Yeah.
I never really celebrated Hanukkah or Christmas. So it's kind of interesting to me. Like I also like on Christmas Day, like sometimes like my family will like give me a Hanukkah gift or like whatever. Like my grandma, like I have like a memory of her like lighting the menorah as a child. But so my family's Russian. So we would do like New Year's gifts because that's like a big, really a big Russian, like New Year's is the biggest day of the year in Russia. In Russia, there's like a Russian version of Santa Claus that's like not, does not associate with any religion, but he comes on New Year's.
I feel like I learned about this.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know the English translation.
Wait, what's it in Russian?
I'm not going to say. I think, no, the English translation is like Father of Frost.
Russian Santa? Ded Moroz?
Yeah, Ded Moroz. But yeah.
Wow. Oh, he looks awesome.
Yeah. So, like, I grew up, like, celebrating New Year's, like, getting gifts. Like, now my family doesn't really do it anymore, but, like, I'll get, like, a gift. But, like, I had, like, a New Year's tree. So, like, I feel like I do identify with, like, the Christmas traditions, but not on Christmas Day. Like, we would always buy our tree after Christmas is over. So, for me, like, I really, like, I never say I like the holidays because I hate winter and, like, I never am, like, excited for it, but then it rolls around and I'm like, it's so pretty with all the lights and, like, I like seeing other, like, I used to not like it as much, but I honestly like seeing people get into, like, the Christmas spirit. It's like, cute for me, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Hanukkah episodes. I definitely understand what you're saying in that, like, they just treat it as Christmas, but, like, just slap Hanukkah on it. But I think if it's, like, done in an, like, if it's, like, a show created by, like, a Jewish person and they do it right. Did Broad City do a Hanukkah episode? I feel like they did. Or, like, maybe there was, like, a menorah in one of the episodes or something. So I feel like if it's approached in that way.
Oh, wait. Didn't Abby put out a menorah when her mom came to visit?
Yeah. Like, I think if they, like, bring up Hanukkah in that way. But, like, I feel like Hanukkah's not big enough of a holiday to where, like, they need a whole, like, episode about it.
Remind me to tell you guys something about Broad City after the episode.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, those are my opinions. I just went on a little rant as well, but I'm ready to hear your episode two.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Loved that detour. I hope everyone doesn't think I'm too much of a hater, but it's just a good segue because I am a bit of a hater. I don't know. We're not, like, invited to be a part of this, like, big American tradition. Like, I feel like Christmas goes so much deeper into outside of Christianity and it's so American.
Oh yeah, I know people that aren't Christian that celebrate it.
Yeah, exactly. So when I was a kid and we were more religious than I am now, I felt very excluded. So I think that is where the, you guys are getting my therapy mindset, that is where the, like, not being in love with, like, Christmas and holiday episodes of television or being super into Christmas movies comes from. So with that being said, I chose Black Mirror because did you not know that, Reese?
Oh no, I remember you said that and I had blanked up until now. I was like, wait, what is she doing?
Okay. I really like Black Mirror, and I realized that me saying I really like Black Mirror is kind of funny because last episode on Squid Game I talked about how I don't like blood and gore. A lot of Black Mirror is a lot of gore. So, like, specifically, I'm only into the episodes that have minimal violence and are a lot more psychologically terrifying.
I love them. I'm the same way.
I really like the majority of them I've seen, and I really enjoy them. And they're freaky, they're scary, they're all very different, but they end up having, like, similar themes. So I chose the Christmas episode. It's called White Christmas. It is season 2, episode 4, and it is the last episode that the show put out before it was picked up by Netflix, which I was actually shocked to read about because I thought the show was Netflix original series.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It is not. It was just picked up by Netflix once it started gaining more steam. But I thought Netflix, like, originated and produced it because that's just, like, how they make it seem.
What was it on originally?
Oh, Channel 4.
Yes, which is a British.
Yeah.
So I have more favorite episodes of Black Mirror, but I was like, this is a good one. I rewatched it because I had seen it before And if you've seen an episode of Black Mirror, it's like a movie. It's really more of a every episode of the movie than a television show. So I was like, yeah, I've seen it, but I have to rewatch it if I'm going to talk about it on the podcast. Have either of you guys seen it, first of all?
Yes. This is, I think, my favorite episode of the show.
Oh, that's such good news. Have you seen it, Juju?
I've seen most of Black Mirror, but I watched all the episodes in like random order, in like the order that they were recommended to me. And
okay, yeah.
I'm actually pretty sure I haven't seen this episode, but I feel like I watched all Black Mirror like now at least like 3 years ago. So I might have. I'm pretty sure I haven't seen this one actually, but I've seen most of Black Mirror.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure I haven't seen this one.
Okay, I'm going to take you guys through the plot semi-quickly, which is probably going to be hard because it's like a lot packed into one episode. And then we can talk about it afterwards. But I'm glad to hear you guys are both like Black Mirror fans. Interesting.
I love it.
All on the same page.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm not really a Black Mirror fan.
Okay.
I did like this episode, though.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Basically, the premise of the episode is that it's two dudes. One of the dudes is John Hamm, who is famously Don Draper in Mad Men.
Oh, I love him.
Mad Men fans? Question mark.
I've never seen it.
Big Mad Men fan. I'm surprised by that.
Of course, our comms queen over here is Mad Men.
Yeah, girl. Bitch. I work on Addison. I'm just kidding.
Of course you do. That's enough. So it's John Hamm, and it's another character that's named Joe Potter. Was played by an actor named Rafe Spall, who's like one of those guys that has a face that you'd recognize if you saw him. And they're both sitting in a cabin, and it's apparent that like they have been living there for 5 years and they've never really spoken. And long story short, because it's a very long and complicated episode and it's in several different parts, and like I mentioned, I kind of felt like I was watching an entire movie. John Hamm was really placed inside of that cabin to get his counterpart to admit to murdering who he thought was his daughter. So it's this very dark and twisted path that just has like a lot of twists and turns. And originally, like, you think you kind of tell that John Hamm is the bad guy and that Joe Potter is the good guy. But it really turned out that, like, yeah, obviously John Hamm is the bad guy and he has like no soul, no empathy. But really, Joe Potter is like the crazy guy who this futuristic world just like has absolutely no love and really turned him into just killing who he thought was his daughter and going crazy. And it turned out that the cabin they were living in wasn't even a real cabin. It was just a simulation of an AI version of Joe Potter's brain.
Yeah, no, I love this episode so much because it's super holiday oriented and like it takes place like in the cabin, it's snowy, and like
the whole thing is winter. They're cold,
yeah, and like the last
we're talking about Christmas, they're eating Christmas dinner, like
yeah, and the last vignette is Christmas time, and it's like, but I love too is like the family, everything like that. Is that it takes what's usually like comedy, heartwarming, everything like that, and makes it into something dark, which is like a thing where it's like most suicides are during the holiday time, like it's. It's a fairly dark time of year, like, and I like that a show leaned into the darkness of the holiday time because it is a super depressing time. It's when alcohol sales go up.
It's true.
It's not a great time for everyone. And I like that Black Mirror did that instead of doing one of their positive takes on the holiday episode, which I feel like every show does.
Did you say instead of doing one of their positive takes?
Yeah, like they have
a positive take.
Yeah, no, they have some positive episodes where it's
you're right.
Hang the DJ, San Juno. Yeah, like instead of going for that route, they went dark. And I love that. And I like,
totally.
And also I love when horror movies are set in the winter, like, and like around, like Black Christmas is a perfect example where it's like, it's a dark time, and a lot of times holidays bring out the worst in people. And I like that they leaned into that. And I do think more media texts, more shows and movies would benefit from doing something different with a holiday special, quote unquote, where it's like, just because it's taking place during the holiday time doesn't mean it's cheery.
Because they took what like they always do, which is they just make the most simple concept so inherently creepy and disturbing.
Yes.
And they put it during that time period with the Christmas. Also, and yeah, just an interesting thing was that the episode was obviously called White Christmas. And in so many scenes, like, for example, when John Hamm is looking back at his old life and his old job, everything is white and crisp and pristine, and it looks very futuristic. And I was like, white, like, that's good that they have, like, that title in there. And yeah, like, it was just a good job, and I thought that was a funny thing for me to choose to do this episode because I'm not the most cheerful person.
No, I like that. It's not what you think of when you think of the holidays, but I think I like that contrast. So I will be watching. 5 candy canes out of 5.
I was also just going to say, like, obviously every Black Mirror episode is different, but they have general reoccurring themes, and, like, this one has, you know, like, AI gone bad, social media networking gone bad. But the interesting one that I thought about this episode was, like, the undying need for human connection that's so apparent in every Black Mirror episode. And this episode really showed that. But then that also, like, really connects with, like, the holidays. Because, like, the holidays can be either a really happy and special time period for people. But I think it's also when people's, like, yeah, neediness, you're around your family, you're on edge, like, you're feeling like it's the time where you should be giving and receiving the most love, and if that's not happening for you, you get kind of anxious. And I think it definitely encompassed that. And yeah, I don't really have a character comparison either, because there were kind of, like, two characters, and I don't think any of the three of us.
I don't know if I'd want one for this.
What's your guys' number one holiday pet peeve?
Well, I was going to say, what I wanted to do to end the episode was for all of us to do our holiday grievances in honor of Festivus.
The Grinch?
No, Festivus. Because that's okay, where we air our grievances. But yeah, I'd love to hear.
Now, what's your favorite holiday movie?
I think Die Hard and Elf. I think Die Hard does what I like a lot that TV shows do, where it's not necessarily about Christmas, but it's Christmas-themed. And there's some underlying stuff there with family, all that, the need to be home for the holidays. And that's literally the underlying theme of the movie, is him wanting to be home for the holidays. And that's the thing. But then there's Elf, which just leans so heavily into Christmas and is such a warm, nice movie. And it's just like the other side of the coin. So those two are my favorite. And then
what's your grievance?
I was going to say my holiday grievance is... that's a tough one. I have a lot.
Oh, I have a good one.
Oh, SantaCon.
I have one too. I think we're thinking of the same one.
No.
Mine's SantaCon.
Sorry, Risco.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going, so.
Yeah, no, SantaCon it upsets me. Cause one, it's
shocker.
Yeah, no, it's a mess. Drunk people dressed up as Santa. And it's one thing for that to happen, but
I'll be wearing the sweater.
It's another where it's like it's a kid's figure, and it's like, yes, I understand you can go out and do whatever you want, but I always feel bad when I see kids like looking at all these Santas being.
Well, I have a fun fact. Santa was invented by Coca-Cola.
Really?
Like the first time like Santa was seen wearing a red suit was in a Coca-Cola ad. Like he's like. Like Coca-Cola's like ads is what like popularized Santa.
Yeah, that checks out.
I guess I probably knew that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like the image of Santa, like Santa, like the legend of Santa existed before, but like Coke invented like the image of what he looks like.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, fun advertising fact for you guys.
Thank you.
We love an advertising fact.
That we do.
Oh, I just had another thought, but I'll say it during my portion of saying all the things. Juge, what's your grievance and favorite holiday movie?
My holiday grievance is when things are closed on Christmas Day and the days leading up to it. Why is something closed? I want to go to the store. I want to go to the bowling alley.
Then you like, work sure on Christmas Day.
I will. I don't know. For me, when COVID first happened, I was like, wow, it feels like Christmas Day because everything's closed all like everywhere. And one time, T and I hung out on Christmas Day, and we tried to go bowling, and we couldn't.
Oh, is that your grievance?
It was fun, though. No, my other grievance, I hate, this isn't even related to the holidays, but I hate when you use the restroom, a public restroom, and the hand dryer is like really weak and they don't have like paper towels as an option. I'm like, at least get the nice Dyson, like, hand
dryer.
Dude,
you're speaking my fucking language. There's nothing.
Thank God!
I'm walking out with wet hands that are now warm. What the?
And, no, but...
Who the fuck does that help?
I don't know. I feel like it can't be helping the environment that much to be using the hand dryer. Like,
no, it can't.
Can we just use paper towels? And also, like, my hands are never dry, and then it's winter and I'm cold because my hands are wet.
They start to bleed, and then they're all red. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, thank you for that.
It's such a shit show.
Yeah. No, you're preaching the choir.
Oh, God. Thankfully, someone agrees with me. What about you, T?
Well, I don't have a holiday grievance now because... that was going to be mine too. Juju and I, we had a lovely day a couple years back. Honestly, I think that day solidified the hell out of our friendship. We just roamed around the city all Christmas Day 2019. And we tried to go to so many places and nothing was happening. But we did go to Waitress and that was really fun.
I do love the idea of seeing a Broadway show on Christmas. I think
yes, which I hope that we do.
I hate the, like, obligation of, like, I have to go home because it's, like, a break from, like, school or work. Like, I don't want to travel.
You guys want to see a movie on Christmas?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll be around.
Cool.
Yeah, same.
And then I just don't, like, when you say, like, what's your favorite holiday movie, just generally, nothing comes to mind. But I wanted to tell you guys my two honorable mention Christmas episodes of television. Obviously, The O.C., has an incredibly famous Chrismica theme where where Seth Cohen, my favorite, you know, fictional male character, brings in both Christmas and Hanukkah because he's half and half. And like they just once a season have a wonderful Chrismica episode. And it's spoken about like throughout the entire series. I adore each and every one of the Chrismica episodes. And then the other one that I have, and I didn't want to do this for my actual episode because I want myself or Reese to do a full-fledged episode on this television show is, Reese, can you guess what I'm gonna say?
Is it gonna be an SNL Christmas?
No. Oh, but that's a good guess.
I was gonna say, Lasso. Oh, I was also debating that, and then I literally had the same thought where I was like, oh wait, I don't want to just waste it on like just a singular episode. Also, I wasn't a huge fan of the holiday episode.
I really liked it and I thought it was really interesting. And honestly, I liked that they put it out in August. I thought it was cool. I thought it was rogue.
No, I thought it was good. That didn't bother me. It was the fact that, and season two, the later episodes worked on it, but like that was still early in the season when nothing was going on. And it very much felt as though it was just another nothing episode. And like now in retrospect, I could look back.
I think it was an ordered episode. Like they ordered a few more episodes and that ended up being it. Like it wasn't planned. It wasn't planned. And that's why it was in August.
Oh.
S&T fact. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. But I want to do a full Ted Lasso episode, which is why I didn't talk about it.
Fair. No. That's good.
I think this entire episode of the podcast is the most television shows we have mentioned by name in one podcast episode.
Yeah.
That's why it's the extravaganza
special holiday.
Deluxe.
Yeah. Oh. Candy cane. Disgusting.
Not good.
Not terrible. Good.
I like it. I like
the candy corn.
I like candy corn too. Time.
Well, I like candy corn. Candy she cans would, are too minty. Give me like a sweet tarts candy can.
Gotta get the Skittles candy cane.
What's the opposite of a grievance?
A love? I don't know.
Yeah. A holiday love that I have. I like people selling trees on the side of the street.
Yes, I love it.
It's very nice. Me and too. I like kids who are dressed up for the holidays.
I actually have... I like ice skating.
A holiday heart warmer.
Yeah.
Oh. We actually got our first tree. Or I got my first tree ever because I you know, never had one before.
Yeah.
And we have one now.
Nice.
And it was really nice, honestly, to go get it. And I like their smell.
They smell fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, they really do.
All right. Well,
I always had one.
Happy holidays, shows and tell.
Are we wrapping?
Happy holidays. Hope everyone has a lovely whatever they celebrate.
Oh, you're so inclusive. And next week, I actually will be doing Succession.
Oh, shit.
Copy that.
Fuck. Okay. I have to get on that.
Fuck, I know. Sam.
Pilot, baby.
Pilot. Okay. I could watch the first few episodes.
Please do.
Will you? Are you going to be spoiling stuff?
We're a spoiler podcast. I mean, I'm not going to. No, I won't spoil it for you. Like, I'll try not to, but I will have to talk about some things.
Okay. Okay. As long as it's not going to ruin the show. But okay.
No. Well, let's close with another song.
Oh, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We missed you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's you're taking favoritism.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh my God, that was gorgeous.
I know, so good. Happy New Year
and a happy half birthday to me.
Oh, happy half birthday.
My birthday's up next.
Thank you.
So we can start thinking about it.
No, my half birthday is first.
Okay, after your half birthday, we'll start thinking about my birthday.
Okay. Bye, everyone. Happy holidays.